When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh, welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, April 14th. His name is Al. I'm Jerry. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So I heard from many people yesterday. Sorry, from about the creatine situation.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't have a single person tell me not to take the creatine. I had many people tell me that you will see a difference taking creatine.
What's amazing about this is timing, obviously. So my son watches on YouTube. He watches a lot of the YouTube golf guys. But not, I mean, he Bob does sports. He has it on his calendar every time the new one comes out every week. But during the week, he watches this guy named Ben Hayden, really good, like I'd say he's in his early 20s. He plays on these slower tours. And all these guys have sponsorships. So in the middle of his video, it breaks away, and he's endorsing a creatine gummy. I'm like, what the hell? And then we just talked about it yesterday, so I thought that was ironic that I saw that yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Everyone told, the people who responded to me said, definitely take the creatine, but then they go, but you guess just keep in mind that you got to drink a lot of water.
Okay.
With
well, it's
creatine.
Not a problem for you.
I don't drink as much water as...
Oh, I thought you did.
As I would think. I don't know. Every time I urinate, it's yellow.
Oh, you need to drink more water.
Yeah. I know I'm taking like vitamins that have vitamin B in it or whatever, which colors your urine, but I feel like I should... I don't think I drink as much water as I should.
I don't drink enough. I drink most of it here in the morning, and then I don't, like the rest of the day, I don't even think about it.
And they said until your body gets used to it, you may have cramps or diarrhea.
Even if you start with a small dosage,
maybe if you start with small dosage, yeah, you'd be better.
Because I want to say that these, I think they were gummies. I think he said they were 3 grams as opposed to you were saying Joe Rogan takes 10.
Yeah, 10 grams.
Yeah, I think 3. That sounds like a nice low dosage to start.
Yeah, I think the bottle tells you to take 5 grams.
Okay.
Or the container, that's the powder.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever feel like gummies do anything. You know, it's like when there's a supplement that you could purchase in powder form.
You go powder form.
Pill form, yeah. Or gummy form. I feel like gummy is the least.
Of the three?
Likely. But I'm
like candy.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I think that, because if you take a gummy weed, you get, it works.
It works, and you know it works.
And you know it works, yeah. So why wouldn't a gummy something else work.
It probably does. But I get your point, though. It feels like you're eating a piece of candy as opposed to what you're supposed to be having.
But I would love to eat a gummy version of creatine versus a powder, because the powder, you got to mix in something.
So how about this? You buy your first bottle, make it a gummy one. If you don't see a difference in 60 days, you switch to the pill or the powder.
Perhaps.
Just a thought.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't have every... Like, why they don't have Tylenol gummies?
I don't know.
Advil gummies.
Are we sure they don't?
I'm pretty sure they don't. I think I would have seen that.
Let's see. So that would be ibuprofen, right?
Ibuprofen gummies.
Let's see. That's what I'm going to put in. Ibuprofen, all right?
Yeah.
Ibuprofen gummies.
Aspirin gummies.
Let's see.
We have everything else is gummies. Multivitamins.
Walmart. Ibuprofen gummies, cough, cold, and flu. Put it on. So here we go. On Amazon. Not really.
Yeah, I don't think they make them.
No.
I gotta ask.
So they have chewables.
Okay.
Not gummies, but chewables for Advil Junior Strength. For kids again, that's not
chewables.
You know, yeah.
Chewable tablets.
Yes, but not gummies.
You have Blue Chew. That's not a gummy. Like, we don't have boner pills as gummies either.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, because Blue Chew is the only one you chew as far as I hear on the commercials.
Would I literally search boner pill gummies?
I would say I would do
erectile dysfunction.
Gummies.
Because
all these places sell the generic Viagra, but they're not gummy. Blue Chew is a chewable tablet.
Blue Chew, we know. ED gummies are edible supplements often containing, but where are they? Well, you know what? There's a forum here. Erectile dysfunction gummies. Do they really work?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do make them, but not popular.
I got to tell you, that commercial that Tiki Barber is doing for the Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Blue Chew Gold. Let me bring this up here, Jerry.
Oh, you know what? I found gummies for it. Yeah, they do make them.
Okay. You got to see what's in this Blue Chew Gold that I hear
Tiki doing the commercial
for. So, like, normally you would choose for boner pills the generic version of Viagra or the generic version of Cialis.
Right.
They're two different drugs. This Blue Chew Gold, I believe, is both of them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the generic for Viagra plus the generic for Cialis.
Well, you got to be walking around with a third leg if you're taking that.
Plus something called apomorphine, which boosts dopamine for arousal. Plus oxytocin supports serotonin for libido. Man, that's like, you gotta be. And then they have different powerful strengths.
So I've never taken one of these.
Yeah.
And part of me is freaked out to even think about it.
Yeah. Trying.
Have you had one?
I have. I haven't chewed one.
You haven't chewed one, but you've taken one of these things.
I've tried a Viagra.
And does it do anything if nothing is going on? Or does it take some sort of...
It takes some sort of arousal.
It does. So if you go to the movies and you go see whatever, I'm thinking of James Bond, but there, you know what, there's sexual scenes in that, so no. If you go see Batman.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it would do anything for you.
Okay.
But if you...
How long? So let's say you take it at like... Can you take it at 4 o'clock if you're going out to dinner and then going to see a show and then it would work at 11 p.m.?
That I don't know.
See, the thing about all these things, and I totally understand, you do what you got to do. But if it's something like things are getting going, hold on a second, let me go chew. I don't know.
Well, I think that's what this Blue Chew claims it does, because you're chewing it. And it's getting right into your system versus taking a pill. I think that's what the commercials say. That it.
So, what do you leave a pill in your pants? You know, just in case.
I'll be right back.
That's what I'm saying. Just leave it on the nightstand or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Because what if you kept this in your wallet and then you sat on it? Does it smash your Blue Chew?
I would think it would. Yeah, I don't think you're putting a Blue Chew in your wallet.
Yeah, this is. Up to 3 times stronger, up to 5 times faster.
In terms of it actually working.
Yeah.
See, I'd be worried that you just go out, you're walking the boardwalk, and people are looking at you because you got something sticking out of your pants.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. They always claim that you need some sort of stimuli.
Okay. I don't know that I'd leave the house if I took one of those. I'd be worried.
Yeah, that the blood's all going to rush to your schwiener, and then
yes,
you'd be like,
no thanks.
You could get very flush as well if you take these.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I've become so anti-drug.
Yeah.
In the last, like, 5 years or so, like, if I don't have to take it, I don't want it. And I don't mean Advil or Tylenol for a headache. I don't mean that. I mean, like, something prescription. Like, I want no part of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I try also to stay away from Big Pharma as much as I can. This says, who is Blue Chew for? Blue Chew is for patients who are 18 years or older.
18?
Are living in the United States and want stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Now, what happens after the release? Does it stay for longer?
I think it goes...
Been a good time. See ya.
I think it goes like...
But you don't know
that. Been a good time. See you. But then maybe if you are going to do it again, it's a less... A shorter period of time than what would normally be a couple days.
You're funny. As opposed to 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I once heard Howard Stern say something very funny. It's so weird. I remember I was driving near the Tampa airport. Like, this is how I thought it was so funny. And Howard Stern was talking about sex, and he goes, the only time I want it twice is before I've had it once. Like, it sounds like a great idea until you do it one time. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
That is funny.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
I heard him talking to Gary today. I put it on for a few minutes driving in on Sirius. I have no idea when this was from. It could have been this week. It could have been 3 years ago. I don't know. And it was literally like you and me. He's talking about how it annoys him that Gary is out doing things all the time and how he can't do anything because he's got to go to bed. And it's the show. It's the show. It's the show. And yet there's Gary on the weekend doing this and going to this show. And he's like, he's never home. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, well, yeah. And then I'm listening to Gary talk about how, like, we only get one chance at this. Like, go enjoy yourself. And then he's like, well, you're not taking the show seriously. And he's like, no, I am. I get my sleep. When I'm off, I don't want to stay home and just do nothing. And he's like, why not? It sounds lovely. But it's not, though. It was a very fun back and forth. It was nothing like nasty, but it was a fun back and forth between the two of them.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. It was a couple years ago.
Okay.
Because Gary was, bit busy with stuff. He was going to Bruce Springsteen shows.
Mentioned that. So yes. It's probably the same thing.
Yeah. It was probably from like 2024.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's the problem ago. With that channel.
Yeah.
Is sometimes, like on the 101, it will tell you what the date is. On Howard, on just the 100, you have no idea. It just says Howard Stern Show. Like, so sometimes you put it on the middle of the night thinking it's from yesterday, and you're telling me it's from 2 years ago.
And I think they do that on purpose because I believe they think that people don't want to listen to reruns. They want to listen to new stuff.
Okay.
So, because... Even back on K-Rock, when they used to do Best Of, they used to have somebody host it.
Right.
So Gary would either host it or one of the jocks at K-Rock would come on and say, you're listening to the best of Howard Stern. And this is the next piece from May of 1994. Gary gets in trouble for blah, blah. But then at some point, they stopped doing that. And they made it seem like this is a new show.
Interesting.
Because I think they
tricked the audience.
They must have looked at Best Of, maybe got lesser ratings new show, and somewhere along the line.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been watching on my YouTube algorithm now because I watched one old Howard Stern show from like the 90s. And now I'm just getting all of these things from the 90s, which is like so great.
That's fun. For you, that's amazing.
Yeah, right. So I'm like making dinner, cleaning up dinner, and I have it on. And it's like, man, this was so great.
Yeah. Long time ago
just
now.
Just yelling at Gary for doing stuff, having a life where Howard doesn't have a life. Right. So he claims, although he's got plenty of time off.
He
now.
Does. I think he plays it up.
Yeah.
And clearly during the week, he doesn't do anything. I do think that's true. But I don't buy the whole crap that he didn't want to do anything on Saturday. And so, no, there's no way anyone can be happy with their life if they don't leave their house. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
You got to get out and mingle and do something.
You do.
Otherwise, you'll drive yourself nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, you will. I was driving myself nuts.
I know you were.
Hiding in my house with my dog.
Seems like you've loosened up a little bit.
Maybe. No. Not as much.
No, okay.
I should be looser.
All right.
We do have a big Boomer event Saturday night, though.
We do. Is the dog going somewhere?
Yeah, I'll bring the dog to the dog hotel.
There you go. Oh, so of course you gave him more money.
Oh, yeah. I look to take a car service in. Uber.
This is what I'm referencing. The car service, the dog hotel. Anything else you want to spend money on?
Like a car service. Like, I don't want to take an Uber in because everyone smokes weed in the Ubers and you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
A car service from Bradley Beach to New York City and back in that long of a night, a four-hour night.
Right.
Is almost $700.
Well, more with tip.
Yeah, or yeah. A flight to California.
Yeah.
Is less money than that.
Correct.
Why does it cost so much money?
Let's see.
To take a ride into New York City.
Let's see if you were going to go Saturday.
To California?
Yeah. I'm going to put you on a flight from Newark. Are you going to go San Francisco or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Okay. LAX. Let's see if I put you to LAX on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, not Friday. Let's do Saturday, and then you can come back Sunday.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. You can go see the Dodgers and the Brewers, whoever. Let's see what that's going to cost. Round trip. Let's see, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be less than $700.
But, like, why is a car service $700
to New York? I got a couple of options for you. If you would like to take United, it will cost you $620 round trip.
All right.
If you would like to take Frontier Airlines, it will cost you $370 round trip. And if you would like to take American, $470.
I'd probably go American. Yep. I don't know what Frontier is.
It's amazing. You're right. It's amazing.
But, like, and how are they judging what they're charging for that?
Well, so my guess would be you went through a car service, not just a person.
Right.
So if they're charging $75 an hour, I guess their thinking is you got to pay the guy $30 an hour. They're going to make money on this. And it does cost in gas and tolls probably $50 or $60. So 1 hour is wiped away by the gas and the tolls, especially in a big SUV if that's what you're taking. And then both need to, you got to pay your employee and they got to make some money. So I would think that's probably, unless they pay the driver $20 an hour and he's working on tips. Like, I don't, you'd have to ask a driver how that works.
Yeah.
Because the problem for you is, and I understand the thinking, you're like $700 plus a tip for like a ride in and out. The problem is you're paying for them to sit there all night.
Yes. Because if you don't pay for them to sit there, you're paying for two separate pickup and returns.
Yeah. And I think that's where it becomes very pricey. It's not just your ride in and out. It's your ride in, the traffic to get in. And then once they drop you off, they got to go find somewhere to park for 4.5 hours waiting for you. I think they watch shows on their phone or they take a nap. I don't think they do anything. I think they find somewhere to park.
Yeah, like where do these drivers park?
And there's a lot of them. Think about New York City. Like, how many people are taking car services? I don't know. It's a good question.
I wonder if this guy's going to drive around looking for local rides throughout New York City.
I got news for you. The more I think about it, he should charge you
$1,200. Do not charge me $1,200.
I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Yeah, that seems like excessive.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. It's a lot of money, but when you actually break it down, I think it makes sense.
But yeah, I'm going to be in a suit. I don't know, am I taking the train in on a suit?
I think I am.
A suit? Yeah.
I mean, I wore a suit to the Garden for St. John's, a couple of St. John's games. It is what it is.
And you took the train in?
I did. Yeah.
But you're also closer to, than me. Like, what's your train ride?
Oh, for if I take it from, like, Matawan's a good place to go take it from because they have a huge parking lot, though on a Saturday it wouldn't be that big a deal. The two times I did it were weekdays. But if I went from Matawan, it was probably 50 minutes into Penn Station. Another idea is, which I might do, is to drive to Secaucus and take that little shuttle in. It's 10 minutes on the train.
Short train ride.
And then grab a cab over to the event.
Hmm.
I think that's the way I'm going to go.
Secaucus.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. I could just grab it in Matawan. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be my plan.
I just wonder if I would be able to make the ride home from Secaucus all the way to Bradley Beach.
Be tired.
And not fall asleep.
Yeah, it's a long, long, long trip.
Yeah.
You could always take it from Bayhead.
What the hell is Bayhead?
Isn't that where the train starts? Bayhead, by Point Pleasant.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's probably 2 hours right. Each way.
Obviously.
But I'll tell you what, though. You ain't going to charge much money, and you don't have to worry about falling asleep on the way home.
Yeah, but what if I fall asleep on the train? Well, that's the last
stop. That's the last stop. They're going to get you out.
They'd wake me up.
Yes.
I got to look at this. Because I already booked this. I didn't pay any. I didn't put any credit card down.
I would rethink only from the standpoint of, especially if we make donations like we usually do. It's an expensive night.
It is.
If you're tacking on basically $1,000 because of the dog.
Right.
And the car.
I could. What if I did this? I said to the guy, I'll take the ride in, but my dog's going to be in the car. You got to watch it. Watch her the whole time. Take her for walks.
Now, that would be funny.
In the city.
That would be very funny.
What would you charge me for
that? I don't think that's going to go so good.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
What I would love to do is take the train in and get a car home.
Hmm. Like an Uber.
Yeah. But you know what I find with the Ubers, though? When they're long rides, it's like you get in, they're like, oh, I got to go where now?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I don't understand. Uber driver, they all tell me, like, they don't know where they're going until they accept the fare.
Yeah, that doesn't
that sucks.
That does suck.
Like, and then what? For instance, there was one time I got an Uber from Newark Airport to my house, and the guy was less than pleased to drive to Monmouth County. I think he thought he was going to be in the area, because now I always wonder, sorry, you dropped me off. Now what do? You're going to drive all the way back to the airport, I guess, or hope someone in the area. Next thing you know, you're down in, Long Beach Island. You just keep going south, picking
up
fares.
I remember asking guys this. They have some idea, but they don't have the specifics when they accept a thing.
Maybe it tells you the distance of the next
ride?
Maybe,
yeah.
I would think very frustrating as an Uber driver.
The other weird thing, too, with taking a car service in is that's going to be a two-hour ride. A
lot of conversation.
Right. And I'll be exhausted from the conversation. Then I'll get to this event and have to have a conversation. I'll be like,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I hear you. Decisions.
I know. I hate making decisions.
How do you get through life?
I just want to grab a couple of blue chews and just chew on them and think about life.
Bang whatever's in front of you.
Just a bunch of blue chews for the ride. Say to the driver, you don't mind if I have a couple of blue chews back here, do you?
Keep your pants on. You're funny.
Probably if you had a bunch of blue, you said if you just eat a blue chew and you don't do anything, do you get a bone?
It's got to fade away.
Yeah, I'm saying, what if I had like three blue chews? Then I bet you get one whether you want one or not.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, no.
That's not a great idea.
No.
That was a Lamar Odom thing. He took like 12 of those gas station ones.
Oh, right.
And did you watch that or no?
No.
He just figured he was a very large man.
That makes sense.
But 12 of them? I don't think that's smart.
Yeah, because like a guy that's 120 pounds could take one.
Right. He was 7 feet tall, 330.
Yeah, I could see where he thought that.
But not 12.
Where
I think three of them? All right. I suppose. 12?
Like, I'm a big man.
My God.
I should take more of these.
And when I was watching it, my first thought was he's trying to kill himself. What do you do that for? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, if you were high on it or drunk on something, you might think this is a good idea.
And he lived his life that way, pretty much.
He lived on the edge, Jerry.
He did. No, he definitely did. There's no doubt.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. What are we titling this one? Boner pills and gummies? No, what is it? Gummies?
And Howard Stern's work ethic.
Howard, gummies, boner pill gummies.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's worth that. Like, car services are very expensive.
Perfect.
All right.
I like it.
Warm up next. Sue!
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.